Jeanette and Bill right now here. I don't know if there's anyone on the call yet.
This is Todd Wiedemann. I'm on.
Hi, Todd. Sorry, we're a little late coming through. I had technical difficulties on the phone number for whatever reason.
No problem.
I've heard a couple of other people join us. Would you like to state your name?
Antoinette Root from Pawnee Heights.
Thank you.
Mary Jean Grendel for Turner USD 202.
All right. And there's someone else that just got on.
Hey, Nancy Dameron, Rika, American Answering University.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Nancy Dameron with Mid-America Nazarene University.
Hi, Nancy.
And Jennifer Gates with Holton.
Yes. I got Holton.
And Stacy Coulter from Eureka.
Eureka. And we had another person just join us.
Janine Murphy, USD 449.
Wonderful. Well, first things first, want to make sure that you have been able to access the KISA application for the system that you are chairing. Has anyone not been able to do that?
I haven't tried it yet. Stacy Coulter from Eureka. I have not. I asked for the access and it was denied, so I'm trying to get that access as of current.
I'm sorry, you cut in and out. Oh, you were denied access? Eureka?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, when you went in, one of the things that we've been having, particularly with individuals who currently work in a school district, when they go in, right after completing their personal information, like name and email and that kind of stuff, the next question is, what organization do you belong to? And what we have been noticing is that when folks are going in and that question comes up, the immediate response is to write the system that they currently work for, and what you really need to do is respond to that question with the system that you are chairing, because you're requesting access to their system as if you were working with them or for them. So do you recall whether or not you did that or not?
Yes, I did. When I put in the access for approval, the superintendent from our district was the one. I don't know if it was a mix-up, like, because isn't it the district that has to, that you're chairing? Isn't that the district that you are trying to get to approve you?
That is correct. So if your superintendent was the one that ended up getting the notice for approval, that means that step, that second step, which is what district, what organization you belong to, you might have then put in Eureka in there versus whatever the system name that you're chairing.
Okay.
So go back in and then just register, and that second question, that's that second step in the process, go ahead and put in the system you chair. And that should then give you access.
Okay, and if you chair more than one district, you have to have a different login for each district. Is that correct?
Correct. You have to go in twice. You can use your same password. You will need to use a different username, but you'll have to register twice, yes. And each time you're going to register that question about the organization, that's going to be the district that you chair.
Okay.
And for, because I know that some folks are here with universities, remember that if you work for a service center, MTSS, KLN, a university, you're a retired educator from a school district, it doesn't matter if you just retired last year, you still have to go in and do the security training. The question we just, I just came up with a question right now because of the CAPTCHA phrase. Those red lettering that you see in there on the CAPTCHA phrase, and I believe it's different this time. It says something about RE CAPTCHA shut down something and it has a number. That's what you have to write. It's not quite intuitive, I think. I had difficulty. I know Todd, who's on the line with the old CAPTCHA phrase. but really, it's that red lettering. That's what you have to write in that box. So how many of you have had your visits already?
We have had it in Wichita.
Okay. I know that
Pawnee Heights has had their visit.
Okay. And as chairs, have you already chaired your district, your system's visit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eureka's had their visit, and then I've also been on two other visits.
As team member and chair, both, or just as chairs?
This is Antoinette, and I've done both as a team member and as a chair. And Pawnee Heights has physically had theirs also.
Yes, her quite a bit having theirs this Thursday. And I have a question. I just, for those that have had it already, I'm wondering, just to be sure, what handouts or paper copies would be helpful for each OVT member to have in front of them?
The workbook would be what I would have in front of myself at a visit. Whether you're the chair or an OVT member, I would have the workbook in front of me.
Okay, and all of us do have access to Turner's assessment data notebook, the KISA notebook, and also the OVT workbook. I'm just wondering, is there anything else that would be helpful for each member to have?
No, I think that if you go through the OVT workbook and take a look at the questions that are, you know, that are going to be asked during the visit, or that's going to lead the conversation, because those are some suggested questions that are in there.
Right.
You should then consider those questions as part of what is it that you might need to have available, or as you visit a district that then later on you might want to verify or check on, depending upon how you're writing your report. The only other thing that as OVT members, you might want to maybe go in as a chair, take a look at the summary report, and maybe screenshot a copy of that, because I don't think we have a copy yet that you can print.
I'm not empty.
So if you screenshot that, then at least that would be something that your OVT members could have. But that's going to be also a conversation that you as a chair want to have with your OVT members, so that they could know what questions they're going to help in writing that summary report. And so as you go into your visit, then each person is kind of listening to a conversation with a purpose in mind.
One of the things that that we have learned about this process in talking to a number of people who have had their visit were there some challenges, and I think a lot of this comes from the previous accreditation model of QPA. The shift here and the difference is that the chair and the OVT would be leading the visit with use of the workbook and the resources to talk specifically about those things that the system is actually doing. So where people have been sidetracked is where the agenda maybe either wasn't set as appropriately as it needed to be, and the system or the district takes the lead and starts talking about a whole myriad of things that, while they're what they're doing, aren't really in line with the yearly expectations and the content that's set out in the workbook. And so then what happens is, at the end of the visit, the chair and the OVT members feel like they maybe don't have the information that they would have needed had they been asking those questions. So we would certainly expect that the system representatives do a lot of the talking, but they're doing all of the talking based on the prompts that you're giving them, which are the questions in the workbook. I recently sat in as an OVT member with the visit at KCK, and of course it was an advantage for us because I understood how that would go, and it started out that way where the people at KCK were giving us great information, but it wasn't exactly the type of information that we would have wanted, and we quickly got that straightened out, and we had a very good visit. And so there's no fault here. It's certainly understandable that people are struggling through in this transition period, while things are certainly different. The good news is that if you are chairing, or if you're the leader of a system who's in year one, two, or three, what we always say is just get it right. So even if your visit has come and gone and you have information and you put that information into the application, or you go back and look at the workbook and you don't have some of that information, feel free to err on getting it right and reach back out to the district, have them provide you with that. You can copy and paste and get that information in there. We have been asked about timelines for getting that in. Each time we've given somebody a timeline, it's really a guideline and it's a suggestion. But whether it's the week after you do your visit or 30 days, as it's stated, that you would finish your report, those things are sort of soft targets right now. If you're year one, two, and three, you assuredly want to do those things while it's fresh on your mind. But get it right and get the information in there. And, don't stress about that. One other thing that has come to light here lately, and we've made the change as of this morning, in the workbook in the application, in the initial app, at the end of the app, you might realize, remember, from 15.4 to 15.16, there were a series of checkboxes, which all related to the radio buttons and drop-downs that you previously did that had to do with compliance and foundational and the board outcomes and PRs and so on. We made it more clear that in filling that information out and using those checkboxes was an option. What we were hearing from systems was they checked what they were doing, or they used those drop-downs in what they were doing, but they wanted to share a little additional information. And so that space at the end of that application or the initial piece of report is a place for you to do that. So if you go back in now and look at your initial piece of report on 15.4 to 15.16, the instructions are one sentence, and they say this is optional. If during or after your visit you want to put additional information in these text boxes, you can do that. But it's very explicit that it's an optional. Some people thought that was a little duplicative. So any general observations? Go ahead.
Quick question for you. I'm not sure if this was on the chair call or on the KISA call. Last time we were talking about more quantitative data. How do you want that in these reports as we're writing these reports? Do you want it as a link to the data? Do you want to describe the data? Is it a narrative? What do you want out of that?
Well, that's a very good question. And the way the workbook is set up and the space that you have, there's not a place for you to upload charts and graphs and things like that. I think right now the best way to explain that is that we're asking the OVT and the chair to describe more in a narrative form that you have discussed those things and they have seen and or collected or talked about those in the visit. So remember, the system is not really providing us at KSDE with any of that.
Right.
What we're being provided is the narrative and the evidence that that has been discussed, and the OVT says, we saw that and we talked about it, and they're giving us those assurances. Now, along those lines, I will tell you that all of your report card data, your assessment scores, anything that is relative to post-secondary, kindergarten readiness, attendance, chronic absenteeism, we already have that. And we'll be sharing more information about that and how we're using that. The ARC will look at those things, but that's not a bombshell or an I gotcha. It's just the data that would be, you have it when you look at your report card. It's the same stuff that you already know. Go ahead.
The data that I was talking about, like if we look at our ASQs for pre-kindergarten, kindergarten readiness, if we look at communities that care for some of our other data, if we say, how do you want us to identify the data that's in those documents, I guess, because communities of care, that's a pretty good, pretty big hunk of information. We
sure.
Say which chart we were looking at. Is that what you're looking? Go ahead.
So what I would end up doing is that if you're using communities of care as evidence, let's say on a social emotional, and that's what you ended up using, whatever you're referring back to in terms of that would be what I would make
that's
a mention.
That's what I wanted
of.
To know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know if you
don't
wanted
have,
us to link, if you wanted us just to say, yes, I can do that. Yeah. Not a problem.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, or your, ASQ, or if there was a survey that was done that, as evidenced by the survey, there was a growth, or as evidenced by the communities that care in, this section of it refers back to this specific area.
Okay. Perfect. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, just reference it. So, and I think that becomes more clear in year two and three. When the outside visitation team and chair will be saying that you're seeing some growth in this area based on the evidence that would be communities that care, a survey, or whatever. So, good question.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anybody want to share anything anecdotal about your visits? How did your visits go? Were they fluid? Were they little awkward? Were you prepared? Was there something? We're always interested in ways that we can share information and experiences and be responsive to make this process better for you.
This is Nancy Dameron with Mid-American Nazarene University.
Hi, Nancy.
Nazarene University. Hi, yeah. And I served on as the chair of the Paola School District OVT. And I think one, everything went great. I think one question that kept coming up, because they're in year three, which is a little bit different. I know a lot of people are sometimes, I think the majority have been in year one, but what role is data to play in what we write and the evidence that supports where a district is? So for instance, a lot of information was shared on activities done, but effectiveness of activities in achieving goals, there are no data points for that. And if you go back and look at some of the support materials so far, there's nothing explicitly that says that the OVT should have access to data or that it even should be shared with OVT members. And it could be that, you know, just my impression of accreditation is a little bit different, and that's not, I understand that's not supposed to be the heavy role in the KESA process, but if you could just give some clarity on that, that would be great.
Here's what I would say. If when you go in, we're not asking school districts or anybody to put books together on different kind of things and stuff like that. But we do kind of expect them to know what they're doing and how they're doing and what their data is and those kind of pieces. So if you see something that's going on that you question about, I'm not sure if this is really having a good effect, I don't know what data they're using, there's nothing wrong with you asking the school district for that information. Because what you're doing is verifying that what they're doing is working. And truth of the matter is that many school districts around this state and other states might have a lot of data that they're using that perhaps are not evidence for anything that they're implementing. And they're spending money on things that are not being useful. So this is a good time to also help the school district with kind of some of those pieces by bringing to light, you have this piece of data, but I don't know where it's being used in the system or how it's supporting as evidence of growth for anything. So we're not saying, by no means do we want you to shy away from the data. We're just telling school districts, you don't need to do what QPA used to do before, even though it wasn't required. School districts just kind of did it, which is put these notebooks together as evidence, and then a team would come in and kind of not look at anything, and then so they would be a little bit upset about it. Ask for what you need at the visit in order to help you substantiate what you're seeing, and that the work towards improvement and growth towards our board goals are being effective.
Great. Okay, thank you.
I'll tell you a couple of things that we're working on right now that you'll see some changes here in the near future. We're making a couple of modifications to the workbook where some things weren't clear, nothing drastic. But, for example, at the end of year five, we have an example of the final executive summary, and we'll take that space and we'll be putting the annual summary questions for year 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in that space, as people wanted to anticipate what those questions are. It's not where you'll fill it out, but what they'll be are the exact questions that are in the OVT portion of the KESA application. So there'll be a written space where you'll see those, and there are a couple of other suggestions that Jeanette has made and that some of our KESA work group people have made. So nothing changes in that there's anything significant that's going to be different. It's just that there are always some points of clarification or some things that need a little more clarity or some things like that. So we'll probably be a little bit later this summer. You may not even notice the changes or don't have to worry about them, but as those changes are there, then the copies of the workbook that you have access to in PDF and fillable format will reflect those, and we'll send something out and let you know, but we're making some modifications there, and it's all based on the input that we're getting from many of you.
And from the questions also, that the surveys that went out for OVT members and OVT chairs, we ended up getting quite a bit of feedback also on areas of improvement for the workbook as well, particularly since some of those answers came back to us after some visits. Our best, if you want to know whether you have the right workbook, my suggestion is always to make sure that you go onto our website. We'll always have the most recent workbook on that site. Anyone else would like to share in terms of how their visits went?
I can tell you that while you're here, I'll come up with one. So we've had some questions. There's two things I want to address very briefly that might help. One is the agenda. And so if you haven't had your visit yet, if you've already had your visit, it's kind of a moot point. If you haven't had your visit yet and you're serving as a chair or an OVT member, the chair and the member should have the agenda ahead of the visit, obviously. But look at the agenda and look to see if the agenda allows you, as the person serving as the chair, to address those questions in the workbook and bring that information that it is that you want and see if it has that. I've seen some agendas that just were, I'm not sure what this is. It's really not consistent with what the process is for the day. It's a good agenda, but it would be for some other system or for some other purpose. So you might want to do that. The other question comes about, and many of you have probably heard us talk about this, has to do with the focus visits. The focus visits would be groups that would be others than the leadership of the system. For example, I'll give you an example the other day because it was done very well. When I was on the OBT at KCK, they had representatives from the elementary, middle, and high school groups to come in and talk about what was going on at elementary, and we could ask questions about that. Then they had another group that was in there representing middle, and we could ask about that, and high school, and we could ask about that. And so part of the takeaway was that they had a very transparent process in place at KCK, and the elementary, middle, and high school people all knew what each other were doing and what the expectations were of KISA. And, of course, they had some questions, too. The other thing that you would consider is the size of a district. For example, if you're a small district in a K-12 building, you may have two groups, one representing elementary and one secondary. You might even have some of the same people on that. The other thing is particularly with a larger system, is consider having parents who might be serving on your site councils. So in your elementary focus group, you may have a site council member or two. You may have a couple of administrative type and educators, teachers, classroom teachers, who make up a focus group of, say, six or seven people that represent your elementary level. And so what the OVT should be looking at there is, are these strategies, interventions, and parts of the process, which is KISA, are they clear to all the stakeholders in your system? So that's the purpose of the focus groups. And so you decide what those focus groups are. So if you put focus groups on your agenda, have an understanding of what the makeup of each of those focus groups are.
This is Stacy Colta from Eureka, and I would have to reiterate that the focus groups and having the community members in was very valuable because they had a different perspective in some areas. Also with that, we're going to move our focus group with the site council members and the outside community towards the end of the day. or I'm sorry, at the very beginning of the day, because we felt like the schedule that was in the notebook, you know, kind of had it towards the middle or beginning and then towards the end. But if we had it at the very beginning, then they could get on with their day, because our OVT was moving slowly, and so it just caused some time frame issues as far as like when those members could be there and when they couldn't. So
that makes a lot of sense, and that goes back to the whole idea of the agenda up front, right? You've looked at the agenda and decided that that's a more appropriate place for those individuals for good reason, which is why there should be given a lot of attention to that agenda prior to the meeting. If you set a quality agenda and everyone understands what you're trying to accomplish for the day and you follow that, then you certainly have the best chance at having a more fruitful day.
And if you have not had a chance to do your visit yet, so your agenda is still in the working, don't forget to schedule some time for you and your team to have some discussion maybe at the beginning, because that's the first time maybe that you are seeing your whole team for the first time, as well as at the end. I would try to make sure that you give yourself, you know, at least about 45 minutes so that you can do some kind of summary and get some of that summary report done prior to leaving that system, if at all possible. And, of course, changing the agenda, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a sample agenda that was placed in the workbook just to help you out. By no means did we think that it was the best agenda possible. It was just a sample.
Now, one of the things, and Jeanette and I haven't even talked about this yet, but we will with our work group, I'm sure, is when we put the workbook together, originally in the agenda, we had some potential school visits because we were used to that. We were thinking more along the lines of focused visits. So, you know, there's not a need necessarily, unless you come up with one, to include school visits, particularly in the first year, because what you're going to get into then is you're going to spend time traveling from building to building, depending on how many that you have. And then you're going to get caught up in kind of the show and tell, dog and pony show situation, where that's not really what you're wanting to do. So we're not saying that you shouldn't do school visits, but maybe we've inferred that you should have those. And there's been some question and good questions about, well, we had school visits because the sample agenda suggested maybe that we would have school visits. So that's something you want to be thoughtful about. And we're not saying you shouldn't take them. But I'm certainly going to suggest to our leadership here that we take a look at that or clarify what we mean when we're talking about school visits. Maybe those are more appropriate later on.
Yes, school visits should definitely be purposeful, and they should. And by that is you're not going in to just walk through the school to see what it looks like. They should be purposeful enough that you can get information about what the actual school is doing and how what they're doing relates back to what the district goals are and how they're supporting each other. So focus groups within those buildings is probably more what you're looking for in order to see that vertical and horizontal alignment within the district.
And that also, unlike perhaps a chart or a graph, is evidence, it's observed evidence that certain things are happening. So if you're in year three or four, certainly, and you've been talking about things that are goal areas for that system, and then you go on some site visits at schools, if you're seeing that stuff in implementation, then again, that's something you can refer to as your evidence that you're seeing that this is happening.
I would like to also reiterate that the district, you know, the location of an elementary to a high school, there's a long distance. So we've already made it clear that we would not be going back to those buildings, or we would just meet at one building and then have the focus groups all come to us. That certainly is an option, correct?
It is, and that's the way it worked in my experience with the OVT that I was serving on, is those groups came to us. We didn't do site visits.
Okay.
You know,
and then
go ahead.
And then one more question.
I've just been on three different teams, and they've all been different. The questions for the focus groups have been a little difficult for them to answer. Like, I've kind of followed the manual pretty strictly, and I've tried to vary the questions to make them more understandable.
Right.
I'm wondering if we, I mean, I know some of the terminology within education is hard for outsiders to understand, but I didn't know if those questions were ever going to change from year to year, or if those questions could be put a little bit more in a personable style.
I think that's something that we'll just be looking at as we get input from all of you about how that looks. It's certainly, you know, when you're talking about, you know, education lingo, so to speak, or in any profession, right, you have people who are involved aren't, you know, as familiar with that. So that's a good point.
I just know as an OVT chair and you're asking, you know, a farmer or somebody that question, they're kind of getting this blank look. And so I tried to, as well as I could, you know, simplify it, but it was very difficult. But I know it didn't happen in all three districts, but some of them, it was just very difficult to sit there as the OVT and ask those questions or be on the team and ask those type of questions. So
definitely our audience is important to know how to rephrase those questions because of exactly what you said. Some of them might not be the questions might not be non-education friendly, if you will, for a layperson to really understand or give you an answer that to answer that question. Sometimes you have to rephrase it. So yeah, I'm glad that you ended up doing that, and we'll welcome any suggestions also that you have. We will be at our Impact Institute. We do have a session for chairs that we have added. It's to kind of get this kind of feedback on a face-to-face basis. We're not saying that as chairs that we're requiring you or asking you to go, but we are saying that if you are at the Impact Institute and you are a chair, to please think about coming to that session so that it's a time to kind of reflect and get information from you on how to either work with the workbook differently, maybe the application, or talk about the process and see how we can perfect the system a little bit better. So we'll send some information out to all the chairs, just letting them know that that's available. And then if you are at the Impact Institute, like I said, we welcome you to attend that session. We will also, besides that session, we'll also try some other ways other than these calls to give opportunity for feedback as well.
I didn't write down the date that you had mentioned, the date for that meeting or that gathering.
The Impact Institute, I believe the first one is in June. And it's June 4th and 5th. It's at Emporia. And then the second one, I believe, is the 17th and 18th, of July. And that one is in Hays. We're only having two this year. Any other comments or questions that you might have for us?
I have a question. When our OVT chair workbook, it was converted into a Word document from the PDF, the sections for celebrations and recommendations were left out, and that should be a part of each of the sections. Am I correct?
Yeah, I believe there's a section for that in each year, yes.
Right. But like I said, when it was converted into a Word document for us, those sections got omitted. But I'm just thinking, go ahead and enter them in at each place where it should be, because that's a part of what ARC will be wanting to see, isn't it, within that workbook?
Yeah. One of the things, and I think I don't want to be presumptuous that this is what happened in your situation, but we put the PDF and the fillable version on our web pages for you. And one of the reasons it is in the formatted in and not in a Word document is because things change when you convert it to Word, and we specifically didn't put it in a Word document for that reason. So if you're using a version that has been moved into a Word document, then you're going to see some changes with that.
So part of you cut out on what you were saying for me.
Well, if you use any other version than the fillable workbook that is on the KISA web pages, you're going to notice some distortions in the way that shows up, and that's why it's not in a Word document version. It's in the version it's in. So if you're doing that, we're sorry that you struggle with that a little bit, but I'm not really sure how to
help you with that. I guess the answer, the simple answer to your question is yes. If you can go ahead and add that to your documentation when you upload it, that would be very good because it is part of that yearly report of the OBT workbook.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a quick question. Within the Kansas accreditation on the web applications, the system information for the initial report, all of those items 1 through 16, that's entered by the district, correct?
Correct.
And then the final report, is that where the OBT enters their information?
The final report is also the systems. The district also completes that final report. That is available to them on year 5 when they come into their final year. Your section will be that OBT summary section.
Okay, and that's within the initial report, correct?
Right, it's within the KISA application. So the first thing would be like the initial report, then I think it's the final report, and then the next line item down I think is OBT summaries. And when you click on that, your section opens up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
If you don't have the OVT summary button or then line, how do you get that? Because right now I just have the initial report, and then there's 16 items within that, and then there's the final report and the district reports.
Right. So you have access to your district report, and you need to go in and ask for access to the system report that you chair, the system application.
Right. Right.
So you'll go into authenticated application.
Right.
And when you go in and register as a new user.
Right. I did that. But I was wondering if I, within my own district, I could see what the OVT was able to enter underneath our district.
No, but you will be able to see their report once it's completed. There is a district reporting line.
Okay.
That district report, when you open it up, you will see all the reports that are available to you and the chair. So the chair will be able to see the KISA initial report that you as a system did, and then you as a system will be able to see the report that they have completed as well as the workbook upload.
Okay.
This is Antoinette from Pawnee Heights. I just have one question. Is the workbook going to be, is it just a guide to fill out the report, or are we going to have to turn in a completed workbook for the group we are chairing?
I'm going to answer that for you.
So as a chair, in each of the 5 years that you work with the system, you sign into the application as a chair, there's an OVT section, and when you click on that and open it up, there are workbook pages that you will complete and there's about 6 or 7 pages from the workbook in there that are the same questions that are right out of the workbook, and then there are the 5 questions that are the chair summary report. So you will be completing the workbook. You'll be completing 1/5 of that approximately each year. And the reason for that is the ARC, the Accreditation Review Council, was very adamant that they needed something that they could refer to if they needed to. And in addition to that, we think it's very important that there's an archive of the visits and the summaries that were taking place. So should the system leadership or the OVT leadership leave that position, we have a record for the next person to be able to review to see what has been completed up until that point. So the answer is yes.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Now, what some of the folks have done, I've seen one person had worked on the workbook based on the fillable that we had online and had not downloaded the one that's in the KISA application. So when they uploaded their workbook, they uploaded the entire workbook. So we have one of those fillable ones. We had another person who took down all the notes because they typed it up as they were asking the questions. They were probably typing it up on a form, and they uploaded that form to answer those questions. We would really prefer that the workbook be the one that's up there for consistency for the ARC. At the end of the 5 years, they'll have consistent documentation. But at this point in time, what you can upload at least are whatever notes and information you have regarding those questions.
I had a problem with being retired, and I do not have PDF on my computer, so that's a part of why it was converted into a Word document for me to work with. And so yeah, that was a tech problem for me being retired and with what I've got to work with.
Okay.
Well, we don't have any problem with you doing that. I was just simply trying to explain that if it's converted to something else, it may just look a little different.
Right.
So that's fine.
Yeah, that is absolutely fine.
I'll just
fine.
Make sure all the parts are there that are needing to be there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, this will be my last question. On the web applications underneath the KISA, for the district, items 15 and 16, where the outside visiting team enters and the assurances, those are also done. Are those done by the outside visiting team?
No, those are done by the system.
Those are done by
the district.
Okay.
So, Mike, I have a question to ask. This is the last call for chairs that we had scheduled throughout this year. We do have a call next week, but it's a call for systems. Of course, you're all welcome to attend to those as well, and many of you do, so that's great. I was wondering if you found this process of having calls every couple of weeks for the chair, something that was useful to you? Are calls better? Do we want to try maybe doing some Zoom sessions instead? What do you think? Give me some feedback. As we proceed for the following year, we want to be able to make sure that we're giving you information that's up to date, that's current, be able to hear from you. Are the calls good, or would a Zoom be better? What do you think?
This is Turner, and for my part, I have found the calls extremely helpful. and listening to what other people are saying as well. Also, the fact of having it made possible for us to go back and listen again to the conference calls were very welcoming to me.
Good to hear.
I actually agree. The conference calls have been very helpful. Having the opportunity to do that and just listen in is a great benefit. So,
maybe to have one call with a Zoom, so if people are not understanding the difference between number 16 on one system and number 15 on another or whatever, that we could actually see that and have that reference point. So I like the conference calls, but maybe one on Zoom for a visual so that we're all on the same page might be helpful.
Okay. Good suggestion. Thank you.
I would second that comment. I think having a visual when you talk about the web applications would be a great asset.
Or anything else, that as we're updating and changing things, to have some visual of those things. Yeah. We started the calls in, I think, February last year. Good timing. Do we start early? Should we start early? My first idea is that maybe we just do them throughout the year. What is your take? Any preference on when we start with those calls?
I think knowing when your visit is scheduled makes a big difference. Starting in February, and I was just thinking back, if we had our visit a month earlier, I probably would have panicked a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So making sure there's enough time for enough conversation to happen before the visit.
So maybe starting earlier, maybe with maybe one call a month or something, and then as we get closer, add that to twice a month like we're doing now.
Right. That's a great suggestion. That's great.
We have about 4 minutes left on the call. Any other comments?
I would just like to thank you for being so present to all of us and not having I know I did not feel like I was just reaching out there and maybe I'll get an answer right away or, you know, within a few days. I just feel, you know, very comfortable. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for all the work that you've done for us as well.
Okay. I think we're getting to the end of an hour, unless there are any other questions. And as always, feel free to call or email Jeanette or me. And Michelle Miller is slowly getting more and more on board as she's transitioning from her superintendency to the director position here. We really do spend all our days trying to figure out how to be more helpful. Sometimes it may not always seem like that, but we are. So please reach out to us if you want to, and you know, we're here to help.
Thank you all.